Welcome, everybody. Share number 949, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about various different situations which come up whereby a bracha she'ena tzricha would be okay, or it would become a bracha she'tzricha, right? A bracha that you really need instead of a bracha that you don't need. So we started talking about last year, the case in time whereby one, just to go through it again, we started at the end of the year, somebody wants to make you're supposed to make 100 brachas a day, but now it comes Shabbos, I'm a little bit short, what do I do? So what I want to do is I get fruit during the meal, right? We spoke about the fruit, you get fruit in the meal, so you have to make a bracha. If I eat the watermelon during a meal, even though I washed, I have to make a separate hadamah. If I eat an apple during the course of my meal, I have to make a ha'etz, even though I washed. But now it's Shabbos, and I'm short on brachas. I'm up to 90, whatever. I mean, just an example. And now what do I want to do is I want to take that apple, I want to take that watermelon and push it off for after the meal, so that after the meal, I'll make the hadamah, I'll make the ha'etz, and then I'll make a burn of fashos also. If I eat it during the meal, the ha'etz or hadamah, then the benching covers. I make the ha'etz or hadamah on the fruit, I do, but the benching will cover it. But now if I push it off, I'll also be able to make, if I do it after benching and I eat it, I'll make a ha'etz or hadamah, and I'll make also a burn of fashos. I'll have an extra bracha. Am I allowed to do that? Is that considered a bracha she'ena tzricha? Is that considered a bracha she'tzricha that I need? Is it considered a bracha that I don't need or a bracha that I need? So says the Sefer Eitzur Halachas in Eis Chof Dalet L'Hoisef Brachas B'Shabbos Kedei L'Hashlim Minyan Me'a Brachas. I want to complete my 100 brachas, which I'm supposed to make a day. After Gam B'Shabbos is also Ligroim Bracha she'ena tzricha Kedei L'Hashlim Minyan Me'a Brachas. You're not allowed to just make brachas that might not be needed to complete the 100 brachas. We spoke about that last year. That's also to do, right? I want to make extra brachas that I don't have to make to complete 100 brachas that I'm not allowed to do, even on Shabbos. Afilu hachi yesh matirim. Oh, so now he says this in our case that we just spoke about, it's a machlokes. Afilu hachi yesh matirim b'Shabbos. There are those who say that it's okay on Shabbos k'shehivu like peiros b'say chasud. If they bring me fruits during the meal, right? Let's say I'm eating the meal, and they bring fruits to eat. So la'nicham adachar suda. So I'm going to push the fruits off. I'm not going to eat them during the meal. I'll eat them after the meal. K'dei levar chaleim bracha achroina in order to be able to make a bracha achroina. The bracha the first bracha I have to make anyways during the meal, right? But like this, I can make a bracha achrona. So there are those who say that would be fine. He brings that from the Shla, brought down in the Magid Avram, also the Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskas, like the Avachin Sover, Evan Oiz, where he brings down also. Now, the only problem is there are those who argue, V'yesh Oisrim, the others who argue, he brings down, also brought down the Magid Avraham. The Magid Avraham brings down both. This is from the Reish Mem Galanti. I'm not quite sure who that is. Shaz Beshuva Simin Lamed Ches. I'm not sure who that is, but it's brought down in the Magid Avraham. So the Magid Avraham brings the Shla, who's Mekel, and the other one, Reish Mem Galanti, who is on the Machmir side, both brought down the Magid Avraham. Yesh Oisrim, he says, V'savalei, the Kevon Shegevar, Hevil Lefanav, is also. Since they already brought you the fruit, you already have the fruit, or the fruit is already on the table, it's already there, right? You can't just go ahead and push it off. Rak im loy heviu lo yadayin. It's only over there if they didn't bring it to you. Rak im loy heviu lo yadayin. They still didn't bring it to you. Okay, so mutu loy letzavay shaloy levim adachar sud. You could tell the people or the whoever's bringing it to you, you know what? Somebody asks you, would you like fruit? I'll wait till after the meal. Don't bring it now. I'll wait till after the meal. You could do that. But once it's brought in front of you, he says, those who are machmer, you can't push it off. It's too late. Right? Or they didn't bring all the fruits in front of you at one time. So let's say you have other fruits for after the meal. Okay. But the bottom line is those fruits which you're going to make the extra bracha, that the bracha that you want to make to be able to get your burn of fashas, be able to get to 100 brachas, will be done after, and it was not brought in front of you yet. So those who are machmer, the second Sheet of the Magen Avraham says that would be fine. So let's just chazru off. What do we have so far? We have some who say Magen Avraham bringing both sheetahs. Some who say it's no problem. You can push it off. It's fine. Eat it after the meal. Others say not. Once they brought in front of you, you can't just push it off. But you could tell them not to bring it, right? Don't bring it now. I'm finished. I'll eat it afterwards, or whatever the case is, or eat other fruits afterwards, but not those fruits I already brought. You can't but dafka push it off. Oh, so then there are those who even machme even more. He brings from the Knesset, Sagdoyla, B'Shem Sefer, Azachroinos, also brought in the Magen Avraham. So it's really three shitas brought in the Magen Avraham. The Gamba Shabbos is also the harvest bebrachas shalayla tzerech. That this third shita, all in the Magen Avraham, believe it or not, over there, Sifkat and Vav, says that even on Shabbos you can't do this. You can't But Dafka told people, yeah, you're gonna have the fruits. But Dafka say, no, I don't want it now. But Dafka, because I want to make more brachas, that you can't do either. Okay, so what do we do? What's the bottom line? So if somebody's mekel, you can't really, it brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, if somebody's mekel, you can't really push them off. It's best not to do it. You're dealing with a suffix brach over here. It's complicated, not so simple to do. And obviously we saw two sheets, as one is even stricter than the other. So obviously it's best not to do, but to somebody's mekel, there is what to rely on. Okay, so lemaisa, we do see that obviously somebody wants to be mekel, there is what to rely, but it's definitely best not to do that. Anytime you're dealing with suffix brachas, it's not so poshut. The whole thing is not so poshut, and especially you have two shitas that are machmir. One is more machmir than the other. So again, to say if they didn't bring it to the table, so at least that much. But once they already brought it to the table, then you're really running into a problem. But what he does end off is the sefer Eitzer Halachas in Eitz Chavhei. He says, interesting that which we'll talk a little bit more about. But he says v'chol sheyesh leisiba, that our case, which we spoke about today, is only if there's a sieve. If there's, in other words, she'ena reitza la'achla masai chasuda. In other words, if there's a reason why you don't want to eat it during the meal, it's going to make it much easier. V'chol sheyesh leisiba she'ena reitza la'achla masai chasuda. If there's taka reason why you don't want to eat it during the meal, not because of this. You're full. Let's say you're full, whatever, or you're stuffed. You're not in the mood of fruits now, or something like that. Oh, so that's a different story. We're talking about our case. We're talking about specifically you're doing it because you want to make an extra bracha. That's where it's more problematic. But v'chol sheyesh leisiba she'ena reitza la'achla masai chasuda. If you have taka reason that you don't want to eat it right now, could go and she'ena misava. You're just not in the mood of fruits now. Nobody says that you have to stuff it down your throat, right? Maybe after the meal, but later on, I'll be in the mood for fruits. We'll finish this off next time. But if there's a reason, in other words, even if it's in front of you, it's in front of you. But I'm not just not in the mood. There's no halacha that says you have to eat everything on the table. You don't have to eat everything on the table, right? That's not how it works. You're not in the mood of fruits now. You're just stuffed or whatever. Possibly later on, you'll want a refreshing fruit. Okay, so that's a different story. Even if it was brought in front of you, so then you could push it off. But just time to push it off because you want to get 100 brachas that you shouldn't do. But if there's some sort of a reason the person has, like we said, the physical, this, that, so then that would be okay. We'll try and finish off this subject next year. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.